It's coming up to 8:09 at Newcastle City Council's first meeting with their new councillors in place. One of the items on the agenda was the election of the Deputy Lord Mayor, and our youngest ever was elected, and he's on the line, Declan Clawson. Good morning, Declan.
Morning, Richard.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
What was the motivation for you to enter politics, Declan? I mean, you were only 22 when you were first elected. Why did you want to become a politician?
I was elected to politics and put my hand up to politics because I wanted to do what I could to make people's lives better, but also to do what I could to improve environmental sustainability and work with workers to make sure that we have a just transition in terms of the economic changes that are needed to adapt to climate change. That was the key motivation originally, and I've learned so very much since.
And what do you see as the most important, as far as you're concerned, priority for this new Newcastle City Council?
The most important priority has to be how we shape up the future economy of our city and region. We've got an awful lot of change. We've seen in the last few weeks further announcements of change in the energy sector. We've increased the industrialisation of the area. There's a role that we need to play as civic leaders to work with the new industries, to work with the university and others to make sure that there's a strong future for Nova Castrian.
In the news this morning, a multi-million dollar sports complex with indoor pools and playing arenas connected to a revamped athletics track among proposals for council-owned land at National Park in Newcastle West. Is that just an idea and a thought bubble, or is council seriously thinking about going ahead with this project?
There's serious consideration for that project, Richard. We've recently had an EOI process. There's been a long-term tenant of that particular site whose lease is coming to an end. We've been looking and gone to market to try and see what the very best options might be for the future space, putting together potentially some private space alongside high-quality public facilities. And it's just remarkable to see the proposals that have started to come in. I was pleased to be elected alongside the Lord Mayor and my colleague, Councillor Dunn, last night to Council's Asset Board. And we'll certainly be taking those proposals seriously and looking to see what we can do, particularly given how well located National Park is in terms of the new CBD of the city moving to the West End.
Right, and speaking of the other end, the East End, I had the pleasure of catching up with a number of the supercar drivers who will, of course, be here in November for the first of what will be at least five big supercar races in November in Newcastle. I had the pleasure of having a chat with Shane Van Gisbergen, and the occasion was the starting to Ashfield there, Wharf Road, which will be the main straight for the big race. You comfortable with all the consultation processes that have gone on between supercars and East End residents, Declan?
What I would say, and that's something I've said before, is that I certainly think that the original consultation was lacking. There's a few reasons for that. One is the product of the fact that this is a competitive bid. The city put in a proposal at an early stage alongside other cities to try and secure the race. It's not practical or feasible to have done the complete planning work at that stage in the process. These things take some time, and there is a significant investment. We really had a preliminary bid. We were lucky with the support of the New South Wales government and Destination New South Wales to win that, and now obviously I'm staging the race. The new councillors had a briefing from Supercars yesterday. It's fair to say, and although it was a confidential briefing in that it went through in some detail, particularly some of the residents' concerns, so it was confidential to protect those people's identity, which is very understandable. It did outline the efforts that have been made to ensure that the race is a success, but also to ensure that the disruption is minimalised for residents of the East End. There's a few more measures that will be announced in coming weeks, and I'm fairly confident that this first race will be very successful and will highlight to people, including those that are concerned about the way that it might run, just how positive it is for the city, and hopefully that means we're lined up for four more good years of the Newcastle 500.
14 past 8, Wednesday morning on 2HD. My guest, elected last night as the youngest ever Deputy Lord Mayor of Newcastle, Declan Clawson. At last night's meeting of the, well, the first council of the, well, first meeting of this new council, council resolved to support the Yes campaign in Australia's current marriage law postal vote after reaffirming a commitment to marriage equality that was made back in 2013. And I think it was you that was pushing for that rainbow walk, which is now up and running or up and walking in Islington Park. There's been quite a reaction to council's decision. And I might add, you're not the only council. I think there are now 52 other councils around Australia, including Sydney, Brisbane, North Sydney, Melbourne. A number of listeners have said, and here's one of the comments, good morning, Richard. Newcastle City Council have no right to be spending ratepayers' money on these rainbow flags. Another one, I think it's a good thing that our local council has come out in support of marriage equality. I won't go through all the emails. Another one, it seems to me the only people whinging about the Newcastle Council or the AFL or NRL supporting marriage equality are those who oppose the proposition. Another one, I'm flabbergasted that the Newcastle City Council should be, in inverted commas, coming out in support of the Yes campaign. This has nothing to do with the running of the Newcastle local government area. I mean, what do you say to those people that say, look, this has got nothing to do with local government supporting the same-sex marriage postal survey? Declan?
Well, what I'd say is that there's been a lack of leadership at a federal level. This issue should have been resolved. It should never have been put out to a divisive plebiscite. It is completely bizarre and unusual that we'd go through this this process to change the law. Indeed, Howard changed this law in 2004 without any need for a plebiscite of the people of Australia. So that's the broad context. It's appropriate that councils take a leadership position because we are elected as community leaders to stand up for all of our communities. Indeed, each of the new councillors last night had to take an oath of office of swearing in as new councillors, and one of the key components was acknowledging the role that we have to play as community leaders to stand up for all of Newcastle. There's some going to some of the very specific comments, particularly in the feedback that you just read out, in terms of the comments about the role of council itself. Well, council is one of the, if you consider it council as a business, which in a sense we are one of the largest businesses in the Hunter region. We employ more than 1,000 people. Councillors as the board of that business have a responsibility to protect the welfare of our employees, and it's entirely natural, just like the AFL, just like Qantas, just like so many other Australian companies, the big banks, have taken a strong position in support, if for nothing else, then to support our staff. Now, I think that the broader context of going out and making a very clear position is not something that comes at a significant cost to the city. We're talking about spending a couple of thousand dollars. It's certainly nothing outrageous, but the symbol and the value of that symbol, particularly for young people that are experiencing the downsides of the negativity of this very divisive and quite unpleasant no campaign, they need to know that the city is supportive, and so I absolutely stand to ensure that we take all steps necessary to make sure those people feel welcome in Newcastle.
Good to talk to you. Thanks for your time this morning. And again, congratulations on your election last night as the Newcastle Deputy Lord Mayor and our youngest ever, Declan.
Thanks so much, Richard.
Pleasure. Declan Clawson.